Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Founder's Pocket Guide Founder Equity Splits by Stephen R. Poland is a short, practical business guide for early-stage startup teams facing one of their first high-stakes decisions, how to divide ownership among founders. Rather than treating equity as a purely numeric negotiation, the book frames equity allocation as a driver of startup culture, motivation, and long-term well-being inside the founding team. Its purpose is to reduce conflict and ambiguity by offering a repeatable process for deciding who should be considered a founder and how much equity each founder should receive. The guide emphasizes clear decision tools, including a founder qualification check, a default starting point of equal splits, and a scorecard method for adjusting ownership based on skills and contributions. It also addresses how vesting can prevent common breakdowns when people leave or underperform. The scope stays tightly focused on founder-to-founder splits, not broader equity planning for employees, advisors, or contractors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining who qualifies as a founder. A central early step in the book is clarifying who truly deserves founder status before anyone talks percentages. Poland highlights that teams often inflate the founder label for friends, early helpers, or part-time contributors, and that this can create lasting resentment once the company becomes real. The guide proposes a founder qualification approach that encourages teams to examine commitment and risk, not just enthusiasm. In practice, this means separating people who are making meaningful sacrifices and taking ongoing responsibility from those providing limited, transactional help. By pushing this decision to the front, the process becomes less about bargaining power and more about roles and accountability. This founder qualification step also supports cleaner cap tables and clearer expectations for what ownership represents. When teams decide founder status thoughtfully, later conversations about split methods, vesting, and decision rights become easier to handle. The book treats this as a fairness issue as much as a business one. Equity should match the level of personal and professional stake a person is carrying into the venture. Secondly, why equal splits are a strong default. The guide makes a deliberate case for equal founder equity splits as a baseline starting point, especially when founders are joining at roughly the same time and making similar commitments. Poland presents equal splits as a practical tool to reduce friction and prevent founders from mentally keeping score in day-to-day work. Equal ownership can reinforce a sense of shared mission, encourage collaboration, and lower the chance that one founder feels permanently undervalued. The book does not present equal splits as mandatory or always correct. Instead, it treats equality as the simplest arrangement that often works well when differences in contribution are uncertain early on. Startups change quickly, and early assumptions about who will contribute most can be wrong. An equal split can be a sensible default when the future is hard to predict and when founders need to maintain trust. From there, the guide transitions to ways to adjust the split when there are clear, defensible differences in skills, responsibilities, or opportunity cost. Thirdly, using a scorecard to adjust equity fairly when equal splits do not fit the reality of the team. The book introduces a structured scorecard approach to help founders justify differences in ownership. The value of a scorecard is not mathematical precision, but transparency. Founders can discuss the categories that matter and document why certain contributions warrant more equity. Poland positions this as a way to reduce emotionally charged debate by turning the conversation into criteria, trade-offs, and explicit assumptions. A scorecard approach can help teams acknowledge meaningful differences such as specialized skills that are hard to replace, unusually high responsibility, or levels of contribution that go beyond a typical role. By using a shared framework, founders can avoid arbitrary negotiations that depend on personality or persuasion. Importantly, the guide keeps the process grounded in fairness and team health. The aim is not to reward ego, but to align ownership with what the company truly needs and what each founder is realistically bringing. The scorecard also creates a record that can be revisited if circumstances change. Fourthly, founder vesting as protection against common equity problems. Poland highlights vesting as a practical solution for one of the most damaging early startup scenarios, a founder leaving while keeping a large ownership stake that no longer reflects ongoing contribution. The guide frames vesting as protection for both the company and the founding team, not as a sign of mistrust, by linking earned ownership to continued participation over time. Vesting helps ensure that equity remains tied to commitment and execution. This is especially relevant because early startups often cannot fully predict who will persist through stress, changing priorities, or shifting market realities. Vesting structures can reduce the fear that agreeing to a split today will create an irreversible mistake tomorrow. The book treats this as part of building a healthy culture where expectations are clear and where incentives support long-term collaboration, while the guide stays focused on founders. Its message is broadly applicable. A well-designed ownership agreement should anticipate change and give the team a fair way to handle departures, role changes, or uneven follow-through. Lastly, practical boundary questions like IP and founder-investor roles beyond the split itself. The book addresses recurring founder questions that can derail equity discussions if they are left vague. Two examples are intellectual property ownership and situations where a founder is also contributing money. Poland treats these as boundary issues that should be surfaced early because they affect how founders perceive fairness and what they believe they are receiving in return for their effort. Clarifying IP expectations helps ensure that what the team is building belongs to the company rather than remaining informally tied to an individual. Similarly, distinguishing whether cash contributions are an investment, a loan, or a reason for additional equity prevents misunderstandings later, particularly when outside investors arrive and scrutinize the cap table. The guide's focus is on making these decisions explicit and consistent with the overall goal, a transparent, defensible founder agreement that supports long-term execution. It also reinforces the book's tight scope by concentrating on founder-to-founder decisions rather than broader equity planning for employees or advisors. In conclusion, Founder's Pocket Guide Founder Equity Splits is best suited for first-time founders and early-stage teams who need to make an ownership decision quickly without letting the conversation become personal, political, or endlessly theoretical. Readers who already sense tension around contribution, commitment, or the founder label will benefit from the book's insistence on defining founder status before negotiating percentages. Teams that want a simple starting point will appreciate the argument for equal splits, while teams with clear differences in skills or responsibility will find value in a scorecard-style method that makes adjustments discussable and defensible. The emphasis on founder vesting provides a practical safeguard that can prevent a common, expensive problem: mismatched ownership after someone leaves or stops contributing. What makes the guide stand out in its category is its narrow, operational focus. Many startup books discuss equity as part of fundraising, compensation, or broad company building. Poland keeps attention on the founder-to-founder decision and supplies concrete decision tools rather than abstract advice. The result is a compact manual that helps founders reach agreement, document reasoning, and protect relationships. For teams trying to build trust while moving fast, the book offers a structured way to make a tough decision with less regret and fewer hidden assumptions. If you would like to support Stephen R. Poland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.